Network.
We're doing a test today. We're live into the fourth hour. PrisonPlanet.tv members can always watch the full radio show live and see the archives at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just the free audio streams. But today we're doing this fourth hour free video streaming. The link just went live at Infowars.com if you want to see what goes on at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're testing it for the 24-hour plus live broadcast coming up Thursday. We're going to attempt, if our servers can handle it, to broadcast the entire 24-plus hour transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Dr. Doug Rocky, hearing Jason in Germany, who we're going back to in a moment, where he said over 20% of his unit, and they were 20-something years old and they were there just 20 years ago or 19 years ago, are dead. And that's the numbers you've gotten from the VA. That's very similar. So this is what the globalists think of the troops that serve. And don't forget, in all tyrannies, they hate their military and police the most, and they want to decommission you. So they love the fact that you're using soft-kill weapons, so after you get out and are older and become wiser but have combat experience, you're so debilitated you can't resist their takeover. Dr. Rocky, what's it like hearing this from Jason?
Well, he's just confirming again what we already know. The United States Department of Veteran Affairs publishes the Gulf War Veterans Information System report. They quit publishing them back in 2008. In 2008, the number of Desert Storm in 2008, that's 2 years ago, over 2.5 years ago, that have died, was at 78,559. That's over 2 years ago. Now, the numbers are continuously going up. If you watch the ArmyTimes.com website or any other military, you realize these kids are dropping dead on a daily basis. When we look at the total number, we had 78,000 from Operation Desert Storm. Now, we're going to go back again. 2 years ago, the VA reported 1,129,340 individuals had gone over to Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom. As of February of 2008, that's 2 years ago, the number that had died of the people that went into the Gulf, with Desert Storm 2, or, you know, what we call it Gulf War 2, Iraqi Freedom 9, or Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, is 170,408 had died. 170,000. Now, we know those numbers have gone way up. We know that the medical reports from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for Operation Desert Storm have over 300,000. That's over 40% now have serious medical problems. We know from Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom that we're looking at close to 50% have also very serious medical problems. These are not related to bullets and bombs. These are all the toxic exposures, primarily uranium munitions.
And, Doctor, I know you could go forever on this. I want to get a comment back from Jason in Germany. Recap what you were saying and talk about what this discovery is like for you.
Well, I mean, throughout the last two decades, I've heard, you know, through various contacts of guys who've had other problems with rashes and, you know, persistent diarrhea, and we're talking like, you know, years-long diarrhea. And, you know, you kind of blew it off, I guess, because, you know, you're a lot younger. But now when you're confronted with these numbers face-on when you're trying to organize a reunion, it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, when you're 18 or 20, when you're 18 or 20 or 22 and you think you're bulletproof – and most young men think that, you know, they love using you. They knew full well what they were doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we use the stuff extensively. I said it at the beginning. I mean, we fired off, I don't even remember, I mean, thousands of these rounds. I mean, they were so effective. And, I mean, you had that choice or HE rounds, and everybody knew which ones, you know, destroyed the Iraqi tanks. So, you know, we used it. And, you know, you got out, you would dismount the Bradleys, and you would clear an area after the fact. And, you know, you weren't even thinking about, you know, what you might be breathing in back then. And now you find out that, you know, all your friends are dead. And it's very, very shocking and very discouraging that this is denied by the U.S. government, or at least ignored.
The same, I'm hearing the same numbers out of the famed 82nd Airborne. My own cousin was a combat medic in the 82nd Airborne. And, again, they're also trying to put together, just like you said, a reunion. And he's coming up with 15 to 20% of his units all dead.
That's what we're running into. It's disgusting.
Jason, I want to let you finish up on the other side briefly with what this makes you think about this government and who's running this, and your warning to other military and police that serve the New World Order, satanic world government system, and there's no other way to describe it. This is, if this isn't the devil, I don't know what is. We'll be back with more of your calls, Noah and others.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ahead of the 24-plus hour live transmission, historic, we've never done anything like this, we're going to kick off on Thursday at 11 a.m. Central. We are testing giving PrisonPlanet.tv for free for folks. We couldn't afford it every day, but for 24 hours plus. So we're testing our CDN servers right now. You can go to Infowars.com. In the featured news area, you see a link saying watch the free video stream of the Alex Jones Show. You can click on that and watch it for free. We'll also put a link on there for the Flash Player download in case folks don't have it. That's probably smart to add. Great job to the crew getting that going. If you just joined us, I'm going to try to hurry through these calls now. Noah, Bullseye, Angela, Joe, and others. If you're a veteran affected by DU, 888-201-2244, it's one thing to have the former head of the Army's DU program on, physicist, scientist, expert, one of the top in the world, or all the government's own Pentagon documents admitting how deadly it is. But it's another thing to actually hear him call in and say exactly what Doug Rocky said 2 years ago here and a month ago here. That it's, the cancers in the lungs, the respiratory problems, the urinary tract where it precipitates out and bioaccumulates, the kidney failure. And I was asking Jason, and then we're going to go to other callers, what is it like to know that they knew specifically and that they're just giving you a sentence of death? What does that say about the people running this thing? Of course they're going to take your mortgage even though you've paid it off and steal your house. Of course they're going to take 6 million dying veterans' death benefits from their families, Bloomberg, reporting on it. Of course they're going to inject Guatemalan children with syphilis. What does the back of my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, say? They want you dead. Okay, they say it. They're doing it. I'm sorry this is scary. I'm sorry it's hard to believe. I'm sorry it's a nightmare. But it's real, and you can't choose reality. You can't say, well, I choose not to believe that. It's like Glenn Beck's going blind. He admits he guzzles Diet Coke. The government even admits it makes people go blind. And then his show today, the fill-in host, was reportedly making fun of us as we're trying to lovingly warn him and others. They just like, I want to die. I want to breathe DU. I want to form babies. You know, I want all this. I want to be cursed. I'm a giggling yuppie. It's not funny. Over 20% of their unit, who are like 40 years old now, from Desert Storm 191, dead. Jason, finish up your point. What's your view on this?
Yeah, hey, I'm totally with you there, Alex. I mean, they chip away at the stone, and before you know it, a huge chunk is missing, and it's there for everyone to see. I mean, you know, I took an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States, and it's shocking. It takes, you're in denial for a while. At some point, you got to accept it for reality and what's going on. And I mean, most of the guys are pretty much on the same sheet of music now. I mean, if they weren't going that way before, I mean, this type of data, raw data in front of their face.
And now we know why for 5 years they've been quietly, more than that, but for five, setting up all of Homeland Security to fight veterans that are going to, quote, bomb police stations, because they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on vets, but there are also going to be mad vets that are going to come after the government. But why would they go after police departments? They're trying to get the police organized against veterans now, as all these internal Homeland Security reports that we've gotten from law enforcement show, you are the enemy. Doesn't that make perfect sense? Dr. Doug Rocky, your comments on that.
I don't even want to go there. I have to understand. I've been training and involved in law enforcement my entire life, and they're my brothers and my sisters. They're being wasted, too, because the training they've been given is ineffective. The equipment they've been given is ineffective. And all you have to do is look at the confirmation. My buddies, my brothers, my friends, my students that went to the World Trade Center at 911 for the New York Police Department, the New York Fire Department, are sick and dead. And they're dying, and they're fighting for medical care. And, I mean, the stories in the news media, again, this last week is, well, this is what we're offering you guys. Take it or leave it. My God.
Incredible.
My God.
But we understand why the government's trying to gear up against vets, because they know the vets are waking up. What's the attitude of the former soldiers that you valiantly fought with, Jason? Are they getting angry?
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, you're talking, these are infantry guys. I mean, they're a pretty patriotic bunch to begin with. You know, we all joined, you know, for our own reasons, in college, whatever, but there's a streak of patriotism in every single one of them. And, you know, some guys it's more than others, and, you know, some of them hold on to it a little bit longer, but, the frustration's there, and the ear is there now, too. I mean, everybody's listening, and everybody's beginning to give credit to, you know, arguments like yours, and, you're gaining ground, man. And it's a great job that you're doing, and, the doctor as well.
Well, we've got God bless you, Jay. And we've got to gain ground. You think my children are safe in a country, in a world run by people that would march their own troops into clouds of DU knowing it's a death sentence? You think any of us are safe? This is just the stuff we know about. What else is going on? Look, I don't deserve thank yous, okay? I want to be clear about this. I'm trying to survive. When I see an evil threat that's diabolical, I resist it because the best defense is a strong offense. We've got to get DU removed from the battlefield and treatment for the veterans. Doug Rocky.
That's it. Sums it up completely. I mean, we got some more vets on the phone?
Yes, sir. Let's take them. Noah in Texas, you're on the air.
Uncle, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I just want to bring everyone's attention to just two things. First of all, I'm an ex-Marine. I served in artillery from 1996 to 1998, and I have an 11-year-old autistic daughter, and I want everyone to Google this news article, Military Parents Battle the System to Help Autistic Children, because at the end of the second paragraph, it says, according to Defense Department data, the military has double the rate of autism than the civilian world.
Dr. Rocky, we know what's happening to children that
it's
are
all, it's all there. I mean, when we look at the Department of Veteran Affairs acknowledgement, again, very says, very quote, birth defects in the children whose parents were exposed. So we're seeing all these toxic exposures affecting the neuro, affecting all the RNA, DNA, And we're seeing all the birth defects, not only U.S. military children, but the children around the world were expected. That's a given. It's an absolute given. And what we have learned also is when military personnel start yelling and screaming about their children, if they yell and scream too loud, man, they're dumb so fast, make your head spin.
Anything else?
Yes, sir. I wanted to make one other point. On November 17th, George W. Bush is going to be giving a speech at the University of North Texas, and I hope a lot of people show up and protest with me there.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Boy, it's hard to take these calls, but it's important to put this out there so everybody really understands just how serious this situation is. Who's been holding the longest after Noah, guys? Joe in California, another veteran. Joe, you're on the air with Dr. Doug Rocky.
Yes. I was a combat veteran in Desert Storm, the first one. Hello?
Yes.
And this is very important. You need to ask these veterans, were they field vaccinated?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, my unit, they were field vaccinated. We were forced to shoot ourselves right through the uniform. We'd break the needle, shoot yourself through the uniform with a field vaccination. All my unit got sick. All their kids, the kids that were born afterwards, are messed up. I did not get the vaccination, and my kid is normal.
This is completely the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the report issued by Jim Benz. This is November 2 years ago. Again, totally confirmed all the health effects from the immunizations. This is well known. The immunizations were a toxic mess. Not only from the anthrax.
Now, here's another point. I used depleted uranium, and, you know, I was very careful. I was not trying to target kids or civilians, right? But now I read a report after I get back that the kids and the women are going and picking up the radioactive shrapnel and getting poisoned by it.
It's still there, totally contaminated air, water, and soil, and all the children. We get down in Fallujah, we get down in Basra, the medical reports coming out of Basra, not only for the U.S. military there during Desert Storm, but the military that are coming out of there currently and the civilians. It's a medical disaster, and I've talked to the physicians there and actually spoke at world conferences, the United Nations, and all over Europe with the physicians out of Basra. You're right. It's a complete, total disaster. And just because you didn't target it doesn't mean it, because once it's there until it's removed. And it stays there forever, and you can't really clean it up. That's what I found out when I wrote Army Regulations 700-48. That's why I told them they can't use it anymore, and that was the end of my life as far as the military was concerned.
Well said. Yeah,
I appreciate being able to have, you know, my voice heard after, you know, 20 years of coming back from Iraq and finding out, you know, I did it for oil. I did it for the big oil.
Well, you also did it for world government, and they hate our veterans because they know you're good men and women. That's why they soft kill you. But hopefully we can get this out to the young people, and they won't join so they can be basically experimented on and slow killed. Thank you so much, Joe. Bullseye in Texas, another veteran. You're on the air with Dr. Doug Rocky.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Pleasure to be speaking with you. I was in northern Iraq through Turkey in Operation Provide Comfort. I was in an Apache helicopter unit. We got there about a week after the American Marines ran the Iraqis out. We moved directly into the buildings that the Marines, you know, bombed and shot up, chasing the Iraqi army out, and we lived in those buildings for 6 months.
Did anybody warn you? Did anybody warn you, sir, about how deadly that was?
No, absolutely not. We didn't hear anything about it. About 30 days after I arrived there, I developed a nice, wonderful case of diarrhea. I've still got that today. I still carry that today.
You'll have that for the rest of your life. I mean, what's happening, again, the Department of Veteran Affairs states very specifically in the Clinician's Guide for DU that the explosive diarrhea is one of the exact medical problems from the exposures.
I'm not surprised. They've got me at 100% disability now. I'd like to jump forward 10 years to 2001, where I got a letter in the mail from the VA. This is kind of Okay. They wanted me to come in for a PTSD screening. I never showed any signs or anything, but they were screening everybody back then. It was a big George Bush thing, I think. Something about veterans on the street. Anyway, I go in there for the screening. The guy talks to me for 20 minutes and sends me home with Prozac. I take it for 2 days, and that stuff is crazy. I don't know how people take it, so I quit taking it. I went in 30 days later, 20 minutes after that second appointment. He tells me, he says, hey, and he uses my name, and he says, you have a saint complex. All saints are dead. You need to become one of the lying, cheating thieves of this world or leave this world.
What do you, who said this to you?
The head army psychiatrist at the Temple, Texas VA hospital.
Well, there is a cult of these people, and that sounds about like how they talk. Dr. Rocky, you ever heard anything like this happening before?
Every day. One of the problems we run into with the PTSD and psychologists and psychiatrists is they want to medicate all of the problems away. They don't want to deal with the true medical problems involved in the neurotoxicity from all the complex toxic exposures, not just DU. So they figure, well, we'll dump them on down by giving them the meds. Now, the problem we run into, and Army Times has written about this, been written up a lot. We've done a lot of reports. When you start combining all these medications, you combine pain medications with the other medications for the physiological problems, and then you combine the psychotropic drugs, you're going to end up with a total nightmare. And that's what we're seeing. The Army Times editorial here a few weeks ago called for that to stop. I've been, you know, continually yanking their chain. A lot of other people have, but they're getting the report.
Well, the Prozac insert admits it causes suicide. So here, take this.
Right.
But the main reason they put you on the drugs is so they can say you're a mental patient to take your Second Amendment rights.
Right, right. Well, they found, and it's even in my records, he found that I did not have PTSD.
Caller, you still there?
Canceled all my pain meds. They said they were worried I was going to get addicted to them. And they canceled them. I've had none since. So don't need to worry about that.
All
and
right,
about 2 years after that, they sent me another letter for a standard hearing test. You're going to like this one.
So they're still
I figured, let me go stick my toe back in the water and see what we can do.
Well, listen, Bullseye, God bless you. We'll do another one of these broadcasts soon, hurrying through the veterans' calls. But we're hearing the same story over and over again. Angela in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Dr. Doug Rocky. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. My father fought in Korea, 1987. He had a nosebleed, and then he started just bleeding all over the place. After months of this, we went to the VA down there in California, and they had asked us, can we have permission to take your dad's blood? And when I walked in, because I asked for a conference with every single doctor that was involved.
What happened?
People from Mayo Clinic from all over the world. A scientist came to get my dad's blood, a slide of his blood. Not only was he from Oklahoma, chopped off whole blood, which his family was exterminated coming here from Mississippi to begin with, they told us that my father was just as lucky as winning the lotto. His chances of getting what they called at the time was erythroleukemia. He finally died of erythroleukemia. My father's case was one of the very first cases that the VA and I guess...
Yeah, there's now all these new cancers coming out, and they're becoming very common. So what's the bottom line? What do you think he was exposed to?
My dad told me he was a medic. He was pulling the soldiers out from stacks of, you know, pulling their dog tags from, you know, just pulling it from their neck. He was collecting them. He said bombs were going off all over. He said it was Agent Orange or Agent Green, something like that. He just told me all these bombs were going off, and they ordered him to go there when they were exploding and collect the dog tags.
They probably did some type of Project Shad on him, which we know they've done, you know, for decades. God bless you, Angela. Sorry about your father. Dr. Rocky, remind folks of Project Shad.
Project Shad, you can check it up, go on the Internet, do a search, Project, and then Shad, S-H-A-D, is deliberate use of chemical and biological and radiological materials on U.S. citizens, U.S. military. It began back in the 1950s and it continues to this day. The most recent one where I was totally involved in, I got exposed, was down in Fort McClellan, Alabama, where they used Bacillus globagi. I was involved because I was on site there when it happened. And then we know that's been done again out in the Southwest. And then we've actually had a confirmation that's been done up in the Northeast. So we see Project Shad. Our own team came up to Project Shad. We had a big outbreak here in the Midwest with salmonella, and they were claiming it was coming from a subway. Well, there was no food that would carry salmonella. And the Army experts that are not, you know, involved in all this said, well, Project Shad is still going on. We're doing it to our own guys here in Illinois. Isn't that nice?
And then they use it to pass a takeover of small farms and ranches. Unbelievable. That was powerful info. So some of your intel is that was a Project Shad op.
Well, yeah, that's what I heard directly from too many people that were directly on the inside.
Oh.
I mean, it made sense because there's no way for this stuff to show up otherwise.
You're incredible, Dr. Rocky. All your connections are just unbelievable.
I wish they weren't.
No, I mean, you're the Dr. D.U. You've trained most of law enforcement in this country. Let's talk to George in Mississippi. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was a Bradley Gunner in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
So that was 7 years ago.
Right, 2003.
And what happened to you?
Well, I just want to take another aspect of this. We had a briefing right before, all right? We had a lieutenant get all the Bradley gunners and the tanks, the tank crews, and gave us a briefing on depleted uranium. Because, I mean, we were just loaded down with it. This is before the invasion. He told us that you get more radiation from a microwave oven than from this stuff, and that it was totally safe. I'm dead serious. I'll never forget that.
Beyond comprehension.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you what we were told.
No, no, I know. Listen. During Operation Iraqi Freedom, I had calls, and even one guy I've known for years, and I was told, "You are a stinking liar. There's no radiation. It's no problem." And I have all the Army's own reports, just because the military told them the same thing, and so they don't want to believe me. But when they die, they'll believe. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, this was our NBC expert. He was a lieutenant, NBC Nuclear Biological Chemical, and you know, it's straight from the so-called expert telling us this.
Okay, well, this is the head of the DU program, and I may have to hold you both over. We got other guests, but this is so important. Dr. Rocky, you wrote the book on it.
Well, the training, first off, this young gentleman who was on a Bradley fighting vehicle was required to have 40 hours of depleted uranium training. When I wrote the training, I coordinated everything with the infantry school at Fort Benning, Georgia. In fact, we were down there and we wrote the red team manual on the use of uranium munitions in the Bradley fighting vehicle with 25 millimeter. Nobody's supposed to sit on top of the ammo inside the Bradley. You're supposed to have 40 hours of training. There's handling requirements, medical requirements, PPE requirements. Then the other thing, too, and this comes on down to the same thing, and this idiot, I'd love to have his name because I just, you know, I'm an retired Army officer, and I'll just call the chemical corps commander up right away and say, hey, this is what your guys are teaching. First off, a microwave oven is non-ionizing radiation. It's an RF wave, microwave, and DU is ionizing radiation, which is alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. Totally different thing. So when this guy tells you that they're comparable, he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. And that just indicates a total deliberate failure and deliberate lies.
Well, they probably, look, Dr. Rocky, I've confirmed in 7 years ago, they told them all to tell them this, and most of these guys just believed it.
They do because they want to. They don't want to believe that all these guys have lied to them, sent them to their death, and given them no equipment that operates and put them into areas where they shouldn't be. I mean, I didn't want to believe it either, you know, for over 30 years while I was in the military and until I was faced to do it when I became, you know, their number one guy and had to figure out what was happening. It scared me. It scared me totally, and then it was reality. A reality check, as you mentioned.
And reality's still there. Even if you deny it or don't know reality, folks, it's still right there. You know, somebody can be hopped up on PCP and jump off a 50-story building because they think they're a bird, but they're not a bird. And you know, all this talk about, oh, we have these policies around using DU, which don't even really protect you, as you've said, that's almost like, you know, putting somebody in an eggshell, you know, armor and having them jump out in front of an 18-wheeler going 100 miles an hour. I mean, it's all just window dressing, isn't it, Doctor?
Correct. Let me give you a direct...
Hold on. We're going to do five more minutes. Then we got Stuart Rhodes, the head of Oath Keepers, and Mr. Irish, because he's an Oath Keeper supporter, had his child taken. We're going to give you the latest on that. We're going to come back with Georgia, Mississippi, and Dr. Doug Rocky to put bookends on this. But unbelievable. Yeah, this stuff isn't bad for you, boys. Here's the wrong reports.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're getting Jonathan Irish, who had his newborn baby girl snatched because they said he had bought guns and was and associated with Oath Keepers, along with Stuart Rhodes, popping back in about 5 minutes. Georgia, Mississippi, without myself interrupting you, tell us exactly what you were briefed, what you were told going into Operation Iraqi Freedom 7.5 years ago. Then I want to get Dr. Doug Rocky's breakdown again from, this is the guy that literally wrote the book for the Army on it, on what they know it does. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this briefing was very informal. This was literally like 2 weeks. This was in Kuwait right before we invaded. And this was just, they just had us out in the middle of the desert in a group with the tank crews and the Bradley crews. Just the crews, not the soldiers that ride in the back. But the Bradley's an armored personnel carrier. We have anywhere from 8 to 10 troops in the back of that thing with all the depleted uranium rounds that they're literally surrounded by in a metal coffin, basically.
And this stuff's very soft. It's very heavy, but it's very soft and flake soft. Correct, Doctor?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're in a metal box that's in the desert, is nothing but dust, too, so you're just constantly breathing in this dust. But anyway, look, here's the thing. The biggest lie was they never told us, because it is, as I understand it, it's mildly radioactive in the state of, you know, if it's just sitting there in an unexpended round. After you fire it, it becomes highly radioactive, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, doctor, explain to him, it's that it gets into micron particles that are able to pierce the cells, and so you have the exposure of the radiation at point-blank range systemically. That's why most of the calls were from the 19-year-old war, where 20-plus percent of the troops are dead from it. Now we're just now, you know, having the new troops say, yeah, I've got diarrhea, yeah, I'm sick, but it's going to get worse and worse for them. Doctor, correct me
okay,
if I'm wrong.
Let's put it real simple, okay, and if this gets a little offensive to somebody, I'm sorry. When you're sitting on top of the depleted uranium round in the Bradley fighting vehicle, you're getting 300 millirems per hour, strictly, 300 millirems, okay? That's how much you're getting. All right, that's the exposure. Now, the maximum total dose individuals allowed to sit on top of, and you have to understand, this is right up next to the male testicles or the female genitalia. Within 20 minutes, you have exceeded the yearly dose. Okay, now you were supposed to have had a full 40 hours of training as Bradley crewman. That is required. That's in the Army regulations in the training. And it didn't happen. They probably didn't even give you, you didn't even pass the common task training on DU. They probably didn't even tell you about it. That was in the common task manual. They're not going to. They can't tell the soldier, because they tell the soldier the truth, the soldier is going to tell him, I'm not getting in that equipment. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going near it. And that's why they don't tell anybody. And then once they do and they find out they get a problem, my phone rings off the hook and I'm stopped on a street and I'm stopped at church and I'm stopped at school and I'm stopped in the grocery store. Help me, help me, help me. Mm-hmm. Because nobody in the military is going to tell you the truth. The VA is not going to tell you that their own clinician's guide states very specifically, quote, some things you need to know about veterans, clinician's guide to veteran-specific issue, in which they say, quote, some of the physical symptoms which occur as a result of exposure to depleted uranium are sleep problems, mood swings, symptoms in the upper and lower respiratory system, neuropsychological symptoms including memory loss, chronic fatigue, immune system dysfunction, skin rashes, hair loss, aching joints, headaches, abdominal pain, sensitivity to light, blurred vision, menstrual disorder, gastrointestinal system, here's your diarrhea, nervous disorders such as numbness and limb, mobile chemical sensitivity, and birth defects, end quote.
Unfortunately, doctor, I've got to stop you there. Thank you for your time and energy. All the documents you sent us are going up on Infowars.com and the photographs and the Army's own reports. But you didn't even get into the fact that once it hits something, then it aerosolizes and is breathing into the lungs. Bottom line, when they're
that
telling...
That was my point.
Sorry, George, go ahead.
I was just saying, now, that was my point, is even after you fired and it hits like an enemy tank or a building, isn't it like 1,000 times worse at that point? That's what we relied about.
Extremely fine dust that goes right into the body. You can't keep it out, and there's where all the direct health effects are, because now it's inside the body in direct contact with the cells throughout the whole body, and that's why the physiological effects are so devastating and sometimes delayed and sometimes immediate.
But it also sheds during the projectile process out of the barrel.
All the way through. The whole barrel
right.
is contaminated. The Bradley, that's what we found on the Bradley and the Abrams. The barrels were thoroughly contaminated. We put special precautions in place, which obviously they never told you, George.
Right. Well,
no,
gentlemen,
we had to clean those barrels.
Yeah, but they didn't give you the proper equipment or anything to do it with.
Oh, no.
All right, George, we're out of time. Dr. Rocky, thank you for spending an hour and 40 minutes with us. God bless you, sir, for your continued service, and hopefully we're going to get some justice. Everybody who has family in the military, get the information, take the video from this show posted at prisonplanet.tv and get it out to everyone you know. Warn them that using DU weapons is a slow death sentence. Dr. Rocky, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Shifting gears now, in the first hour, we got an update from Mr. Irish, and of course, Mr. Rhodes of Oath Keepers and Jonathan Irish. They're going to have a protest coming up Thursday. Stuart Rhodes is going to fly to New Hampshire to do this, where they took the newborn baby and they put in the full affidavit that's now up on Infowars.com and OathKeepers.org. So you want the whole thing? There it is. saying because he was a gun owner and a member of Oath Keepers or a supporter of Oath Keepers, political persecution. And we'll get more updates throughout the week, and we'll get both these gentlemen on from the ground at the protest. But it's just incredible that all of this is happening. And I just wanted to briefly get them. I briefly wanted to get them back up. Who do we have? Yeah, both of them. Okay, great. Let's go to Jonathan Irish and, of course, the founder of Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes. Gentlemen, we've only got about 10 minutes here, and I appreciate you coming on. Any new updates or new developments, Mr. Irish, since we talked to you 3 hours ago?
No new updates. I was actually, I just had to hang up with an attorney who called me, who left me a voicemail over the weekend, but it was, he left an incorrect digit for a telephone number. I couldn't get back to him. I have to call him back as soon as I get off the phone with you guys. And there's also several other attorneys that have been trying to contact me as well, including, I believe, Aaron Knappen.
Well, here's who you need. You need family court expert, hard-nosed lawyers that are known to know how to take down the CPS. And the CPS follows all the laws, and they violate the laws, procedures, everything. There's major watchdog groups that fight them. That's who you need, and they'll know how to go in there and annihilate these people politically and with the law. But they're also going to try demonization tactics against you and other things. Let's go back now and stay right there, Mr. Irish. We'll let you go soon. We'll get you live, of course, on throughout the weekend at the demonstration coming up. But Stuart Rhodes, for those that just joined us, recapping, you have the headline up at oathkeepers.org. We have it up at infowars.com. Confirmed, court did rely on Oath Keeper Association to take baby, the full affidavit and court order up on the site. Stuart Rhodes.
Yeah, that confirms what we've been saying in this last 4 days, that the order of the judge, you know, ordering CPS to take custody of the children, confirms, so it relied upon the affidavit and, in fact, incorporated the affidavit and adopted everything in the affidavit as part of the findings of facts of the court. And so, yes, not only the, you know, CPS asserting that the association with Oath Keepers as one of the reasons, but you have the court adopting it. And so this is what has to, this has to stop and has to change. I hope the judge will have the sense to go back and look and see that this is wrong and amend the order to explicitly exclude the mention of Oath Keepers and the association with Oath Keepers as grounds for the order. If the judge does not do that, we are going to sue. We'll look into exactly how we're going to do that, what our steps will be. But regardless, we'll be there on Thursday in support of both due process and also the First Amendment right to assemble and to associate freely. Now, I'm glad to hear that John is getting some local counsel, John and Stephanie both, to get really squared away, Laura, like you said. I can help with the First Amendment claims, but they need local counsel who is known by the court and is known right there in New Hampshire who can handle the actual claims about.
And of course, you're a constitutional Yale graduate lawyer, worked with Ron Paul in your own right, so you're no slouch when it comes to that, but law is so specialized.
I'm not an expert in family law.
So no, exactly. So you need specific experts. Again,
I can, but he doesn't need an expert in that. That's right.
Absolutely. Mr. Irish, there's donations, I know, coming in to oathkeepers.org. People need to specify that it is for your legal defense. But do you want to say anything to all the folks out there that are supporting you and this being a national story?
Again, I have to, Stephanie and I, Stephanie's in, still in the middle of an interview, but I'm going to speak on her behalf and again reiterate, we cannot express our gratitude for all the support that everyone has given. And you know, we appreciate it so much and trust that when this is all done and over with, our children will know who is responsible for helping mommy and daddy bring them home. I'm sorry, it's just this has gone on for so long, and I've pushed everything that is to the side, and I've pushed all the emotions to the side. It's getting hard.
It's got to be exhausting. I couldn't imagine the hell you're going through with this newborn daughter snatched, but. Hopefully by exposing this, thousands of other children won't suffer similar fates. But Again, we all just need to pray to get your daughter back and that justice be done against these monsters, because I know how wicked the CPS is.
Yes, sir. Wicked doesn't even describe them.
Well, I hate to scare people out there, but it's the truth. A child is five times more likely, according to the Justice Department's own admissions, to be abused in government custody than anywhere else. They are the most dangerous monsters. And all the time, they just get away with living nightmares. We just got to pray for everybody involved in all of this. Stuart Rhodes, any other comments you want to make about this? Of course, we'll get updates from you throughout the week.
Well, one thing I'd like to say is that in this fight, first and foremost, is the family's fight to get their child back. And so I encourage everyone to refrain from any hot-headed comments and solicitations of violence or anything like that. That does not help this family whatsoever. And so on my side in particular, if I see anything like that, it'll be believed immediately. I'm going to assume the person saying that I'm an agent provocateur. And this rally on Thursday, we're going to be firm, but it's a peaceful rally. I just got a message from the captain in charge of security for the courthouse, and I'm going to put one of my former retired police chiefs in charge of being a liaison with the police, make sure they know it's going to be a peaceful rally, and I encourage everyone to come out, but do so
No, exactly, because you've got so many former and current police, they're going to know how to spot provocateurs. They better stay far away from this rally coming up Thursday.
Absolutely. We'll work with the police to find out if they show up. So that's one concern I have, but you know, it's not that big a deal. We'll be okay. And the other thing is that I know Jonathan's working on getting his own legal defense fund set up. As soon as he does that, we'll put a big button and a big banner on our site. And if he gets a website together, we'll do the same thing for that. Meanwhile, if folks do want to donate, they can just go to Oath Keepers. Make sure you're saying it's for his, directly for his defense against the child abuse claims. Otherwise, we'll think it's just for Oath Keepers.
All right, Stuart Rhodes, we'll continue to talk to you as things unfold. I'm going to let you go because I can tell you're on the road, but all the reportage on this is at InfoWars.com, PrisonBlender.com, OathKeepers.org. It's important now that we've been authorized to put the full affidavit out that people get this and send it out to all the media that's been putting out this info saying that Oath Keepers wasn't mentioned. It is confirmed by three newspapers and the local TV and the affidavit we have. Oath Keepers and gun ownership is mentioned. Correct, Stuart Rhodes?
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay. So the establishment wants to attack Mr. Irish and his wife and tell disinfo about them. They want to tell disinfo about us, you know, because we didn't post the whole document trying to protect their privacy. We did block out their phone numbers and stuff like that. But, you know, the issue is this is real, just like MIAC, just like everything else we've covered. This is real. This is real. This is really going on in America. They really do have Southern Poverty Law Center involved with local psychiatrists, school teachers, everybody spying on you through your kids. This is real. Okay, this is really happening. The banks are really imploding. The mortgages really are being scammed, and they are stopping the foreclosures because it's coming out. Okay, gold really has gone to an all-time record again today. The New World Order is real. This is all real. Stop living in denial. Finishing up with Mr. Irish, God bless you for your strength, sir. I've watched videos of you. I think you're a good guy. I've talked to you. I've seen their classic tactics. We've already caught them in a lot of lies. So we're standing beside you and definitely defending your First Amendment. So tell your fiance we appreciate her, and we'll continue to get updates from you as this unfolds, sir.
All right, thank you very much, and God bless you all, and thank you all for your support again.
You bet. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a bunch of foreclosure experts on who a decade ago broke down what's happening with foreclosure freeze could undermine housing market. They have been engaged in so many different scams, even taking houses that are paid for, shelling mortgages over and over again, stealing escrow, not transferring deeds, just scamming, especially lower middle class people that don't know how to defend themselves, and the corrupt courts have been involved in this. But so many people are standing up and getting involved that that's coming to a grinding halt. I want to hit on some of that. The economic news is just unbelievable. I mean, it's all coming true. It's all happening. Everything we've covered in the last 15 years is now being just completely verified. And I don't have, you know, some type of feeling of satisfaction being right. I have a feeling of desperation, of stone cold focus, of just being braced by being buffeted, but at the same time, it's bracing, or it's like being thrown into cold water just realizing we're in a hellhole. We're in a psycho land with a bunch of mind-controlled people watching football and sports and garbage and sex and drugs and mindless me, me, me. Meanwhile, they're blind to the kill grid going in all around them. And it just freaks me out that Glenn Beck reaches, you know, 30, 40 million people or more every week, and he's going blind from aspartame. There's no doubt. All the major medical reports admit it. And we write an article, Drudge Report links to it, and his co-host, while he's out of town getting medical treatment, makes jokes about it, about our article, and, yeah, Diet Coke's bad for Glenn. You know, it's not funny. None of this is funny. Almost all the kids' gum and candy and their little vitamins. And where's that box I had of, I had a box in here of anti-allergy medicine. Here it is, Alvert. And it's got a little happy kid on the front, bubblegum flavor, aspartame inside. And then I got Flintstones with it. When I was little, I ate these before it had aspartame. My mama would give them to me. I mean, come on, man. And I got to hear jokes out of people when it's killing you. And, you know, Big Red, Big League Chew, Juicy Fruit. I mean, and we linked in there even to Fox News articles admitting cancer and rats that eat it. And it's funny to you? You know, the world government isn't funny. Dying of cancer, losing your eyesight, it's not funny. You're under a dark spell.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
By the way, it's going to go up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have the video of Glenn Beck's radio show where for 15 minutes, or 14 and a half to be technical, they just said I'm a complete lying piece of scum, filth, basically. I'm a complete conspiracy monger, and that aspartame isn't bad for you. And then they make jokes about Rumsfeld plague. He's the guy that got it approved back in 81 when they couldn't get it approved in the 70s twice. And they make it all a diversion and claim that I'm saying Rumsfeld personally snuck in and poisoned Glenn Beck. That's how they hope that, I guess, he goes blind and all his listeners go blind that drink it. When the article is linked to Fox News articles about this, the article we wrote, the government reports, universities, Fox News, AP, I'm going to have Watson write an article countering them, and I'm going to have him put like 50 university links about blindness in their house. I mean, we're going to throw the sink at these guys and show them how they've been manipulated. How they wouldn't, they'd say, oh, InfoWars, they're nuts. They claim Rumsfeld poisoned Glenn's Coke. No, he didn't sneak in and put it in Glenn's Diet Coke. They got it approved. I mean, imagine his listeners, you know, 10, 15 million of them listening, thinking that I'm saying Rumsfeld snuck into their office and poisoned him. That's what they're saying. It's 14 minutes long. I only got to see 3 minutes of it. It was incredible. That's what they do. They make jokes about DU. They make jokes about all of it. And Glenn Beck will go blind and worship the government and give it to his kids probably. He'll probably come back and make fun of us. He'll go blind, drink and Diet Coke, going, oh, I love it. It's so good. Alex is scum. These people are just psychopaths, man. What is wrong with you people? I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up at the very end of this special four-hour transmission because gold rises to record closing price on speculation. Dollar resumes slump. The Fed has announced again today they are going to devalue the dollar. They've already been doing it, but this all-out, we're going Argentina. We're going Weimar. I mean, boom. Boom. It's happening. And gold has gone up to $13,350+. Congressional staffers are gaining from insiders trading. That's going on. And here's a Kurt Nemo article. Gold rises as bankster currency war gains momentum, which the Trilateral Commission said in 75 they would do. Once they had their global system in place, they would have fake currency wars with G20 concerted devaluation coordinated. They'll claim it's an accident, as we told you, and then call for a new global architecture run by them to stop it when they're the ones already running the global architecture of the G20. Ted, we only got about 2.5 minutes. You've still got gold, what you bought now. It's always 2 weeks ago because you buy every 2 weeks. So you run out of the stuff you had 2 weeks ago. Now it's 2 weeks later. You're running out of that. It's a lot lower than gold and silver currently are. Tell folks briefly your specials today.
Yeah, well, I haven't changed my prices. $289 for the franc coin. You get the international forecaster for a year. The British sovereign currently right now is $362. Walking Liberty halves, just an explosive deal, $10.83. Creature from Jekyll Island books for $26.45. You get a silver dollar, with silver at $23 now and 39 cents. That's just a phenomenal deal. And then, just pretty much everything across the board. The junk silver is really a good buy right now. The bars of gold, the Maple Leafs, the Krugerrands, the Eagles. You can't get them in large quantity, but the Buffalo coins are a great buy. I mean, we're just, we've got such a wide variety of stuff, Alex. I mean, we carry everything out there in the market. And, if people are sitting there thinking about putting their IRAs into gold, we're handling that stuff. I mean, it's one of those times where, like the U.S. Mint is running out of planchets, premiums are rising. Call us at 800-686-2237, Alex. Now is the time to get in.
800-686-2237. Don't screw around, folks. These are great smoking deals on gold and silver. On the silver half dollars, I think that's the best deal Ted's got. 800-686-2237. And the tiny amount of money Ted makes, as I happen to know, it's like 3-4% markup on these, and that's when gold was lower, so he's passing that on. I mean, that's nothing. 800-686-2237. You can also get a Creature from Jekyll Island with a free silver dollar for $19.95, $6 shipping. I mean, that's losing money. Great job, crew. Russell Means interview coming up now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.